October 13. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:17. When Jacob obeyed God and put away all the strange gods in his household, the first result was that the terror of God fell upon all the people round about. His neighbors began to tremble when they saw him. The people of Shechem had tried to draw Jacob and his family to their side. They had offered to enter into marriage alliances with them, Genesis 34 9-10. When Jacob's sons took strong stand against such a relationship, Jacob was offended, and he was afraid that because he and his people were few in number, they would be destroyed. The enemy has gained entrance into many believing homes through fear, and as a result the influence of worldly associations and friends has brought ruin upon them. Having fled from Laban, he now wanted to live in peace at Shechem. But God told him that that was not the place of rest. Even though Shechem appeared to be a wealthy and comfortable place, God told him to leave it and go to Bethel. Jacob obeyed and put away all the strange gods in his household. That was why God made his terror to fall upon all the people round about Jacob. No one dared to do him any harm. When we faithfully obey the Lord, he will watch over us and bless us. There are reasons for which people keep away from the house of God. Some keep away for the sake of their business. Their argument is that because they have more children, they need to earn more money to feed, clothe, and educate them. Besides keeping away from the house of God, they also cut down their time of prayer and devotion. At one time they might have taken part very happily in the service of the house of God. But now something has happened, and some strange god has come into their heart. In this way they have brought upon themselves not gain, but loss. Naomi thought that by going away from Bethlehem she would get more food and be happy. Instead of that she lost her husband and two sons. It was only when she came back to Bethlehem, the house of bread, that she was blessed again. Away from Bethlehem she fell into sorrow and worry, but when she came back to Bethlehem she became happy grandmother of Obed and the blessed great-grandmother of David, the king of Israel. So do not let your worldly wisdom keep you away from the house of God. However busy your life may be, God has the first claim over you.